Let me ask you a question. What would be your first expression when you see a young boy walking down the street with no shirt on and his pants are down at his knees in the middle of the day? I was reading an article here in Husser, Louisiana, and this is one of the pastors said. What he's really saying is, I don't have an education. I've dropped out of school. I don't have a job. I want decent things in life like you do. I cannot help my mama. My dad is gone. Help me. That's why this pastor had organized an initiative, a coalition of 10 churches to address the absent father, single mother family situation. The goal is to restore the traditional and biblical family headed by a responsible father and husband. I remember a few months ago I spoke with a friend who is a preacher here there in Indianapolis, and he said that he was in a mall, and then all of a sudden he saw this young man, his pants are down at his knees, and right away he wanted to talk to this individual. However, he doesn't want to come across as judgmental or somebody that's just like playing the big man, and it took him a few minutes before he decided to go to this young person. And he said it took a lot of courage to go and approach this young man. And he said that, you know, I love you, talk briefly about, you know, the pants at his knees. And later on, he was able to give a new perspective to this individual and was able to pray for him in a public place. I also remember just a few weeks ago, I was in conversation with the pastor in the north side. And as we were talking, all of a sudden he stopped talking and just turned around and just briefly says to this young man, pull up your pants. And the young man just looked at him and pulled up his pants. So as you go on this day, wherever you are, you can do something. Even just doing the same thing as these pastors are doing now, just in a loving way, and talk to individuals, the young men who are wearing their pants too low, and in a non-judgmental way, approach them and let them know the importance of decency and being a citizen that is respectable. And I encourage you to just pray for them when you approach them and see what happens. You know, one person, one at a time, can transform our cities for good. God bless you.